Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. Ooh. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Hey.
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 It's been a while.
Yeah, because even our last episode, which was a long time ago, we recorded in advance. So I was like, do we remember how to do this?
I don't, actually. It's my life has been on fire for the last little while. So
I'm on fireball. Do, do, do,
do, do, like, yes, like Pitbull. Yeah, exactly. Okay,
great.
Perfect. Wonderful. So, hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Fire. Right. On fire. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is fine.
Yeah. I am the this is fine dog from the meme. Yeah. That's
okay,
me.
Cool.
That's me.
Nice. Okay. Well, while this is fine, Brandon, what are you drinking right now? Because I know that helps with the whole fine thing.
It does, actually.
Cheers.
Cheers. I am self-medicating with one of my advent calendar beers. This one happens to actually be from our local brewery.
Yay.
It is a copper ale.
Nice.
Delicious.
Nice. Good. Yes, you were gone, and while you were gone, I went crafting at the brewery to make you a beer advent calendar.
Which is one of the best kinds of advent calendars that you can have.
I like my advent calendar.
Who wants mediocre chocolate, really? You want delicious beer.
Well, I like my advent calendar because it's jewelry.
I mean, yes. What kind of
it's
jewelry?
It's Disney jewelry. So it's a bracelet on day one, and then you get a bead or like a Disney princess dress or a little icon that's related every day.
It's kind of like a knockoff Pandora.
Yeah, it's that
bracelet.
Style.
Yeah.
So far, I have Snow White's dress, and I have Jasmine, and I have some sparkly beads. And then today, I got Tiana.
Yeah, and to be clear, I say knock off Pandora because the entire advent calendar costs less than one Pandora charm, so, you know.
Mm.
We're economical Disney nerds.
This is true. Sometimes.
Mostly,
yeah. When possible.
Within reason.
Yeah, okay, I like that. I'm drinking a drink you made me that is very festive, and it's extra festive because you put one of my Mickey glow cubes in it.
Yeah, it's the one from Blue Bayou.
Yay. And it is it's in a Star Wars cup, actually.
Yes. Yeah, nice. I put it in the Star Wars cup.
It. But it is...
Luke Skywalker is going to come save you on Dagobah.
It's a Dagobah. It is cranberry juice and ginger ale and vanilla vodka. And I noticed it tastes rather vanilla-y, so that's interesting.
I didn't do it.
You made it for me, so that's why it's interesting.
Vanilla is just a very strong
flavor.
Oh, is
that what it is? Okay. Okay. Anyway, it tastes really good.
It's red, so it's mostly cranberry juice.
I hope so. The other things are clear. Do you have a nerd thing, Brandon?
Well, yeah. I was away on a business trip.
Mm-hmm. Doing business.
Doing business for a long time, and that was my nerd life for a while. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and how was that?
It was good.
You took yourself out on the evening a couple in the evenings.
I went to some happy hours. It was in downtown Vancouver, so I kind of walked around and went to various restaurants and pretended I was a big city lad for a little while.
But tell me about the indie movie thing you did.
Oh.
Because that's kind of nerdy.
That's true. So while I was there, I found an indie movie theater that was in Vancouver that was having a horror film festival at the end of November of all times. But it was very cool, and I saw a doubleheader where they played a documentary about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, followed by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it was pretty good.
Good.
And the director of the documentary was in attendance to take some Q&A, and
was there a good turnout for the Q&A and everything?
Not the best, but I still enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... The indie movie theater is very cool. They have a nice concession with beer on tap and delicious popcorn, and I was having the time of my life.
Yes, you sent me some pictures before the movie, obviously, and was like, this is great.
just right at home. I could live in a city if it wasn't for all the people and the driving.
You mean the definition of a city?
Yeah, that's
okay,
the one.
All right. Do you want to my nerd thing?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
So you came home last weekend, and we did some really cool stuff.
We did, yes.
I was, like, back to back.
I was hoping you would talk about this, so that's why I didn't.
Can I talk about all the things?
All the things.
Okay. So you came home, and we went to, like, a few hours later, basically. We went to an 80s-themed bingo party night. Kind of.
I came home very late. I came home very late, had a very short sleep, then went to work all day, and then we went to 80s bingo.
Yes. And I worked all day and into the evening because it was parent-teacher interviews, and I met you at 80s bingo, where you played the air guitar.
I did.
Yeah.
Won a prize. You could post a picture.
I have.
Of that.
Okay. But yeah. I will again.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, no. To be fair, I don't think I posted a picture. I think I posted a video. Better.
Oh my.
And then Friday I worked, and then we went to a nearby town where we had a lovely little Christmas evening. It was like a midnight madness, and it was a really weird tree lighting.
Very anticlimactic, but
yeah,
we had a tree lighting.
It's like our Hallmark Christmas movie day.
Yeah.
Evening, we always say.
And
visited with some friends, watched some Christmas movies.
And we went to the brewery for
a little bit there.
You know,
there.
I mean,
yeah, we
if there's
like
a brewery
breweries.
Nearby,
gonna, yeah,
I will find
we're
it.
We're going to go.
I have a particular set of skills.
Is it like my particular set of skills I was talking about, which is Disney karaoke only?
It's kind of like that,
yeah.
But...
It's finding breweries.
It's finding breweries.
Nice. So we did that, and then in the morning we drove to a bigger city, and that evening we went to the Book of Mormon live theater. Love it.
Broadway
across Canada. Mm-hmm. And so well done.
I recommend it for everyone except small children.
That's true. Do not go watch it if you are a small child. Well, there were some small children near us, but they were there with their parents, so it's, you know, their
it's
own
fine.
Fault. Yeah,
it's culture.
Fine.
It's culture.
It's culture.
It's fine.
I always tell my students when they find the dirty stuff in Shakespeare, it's like, guys, this is Shakespeare. It's culture. It's classy. And they're like, but then why is he saying, no, guys, classy.
I for one, find Matt Stone and Trey Parker to be modern day Shakespeare. So.
Basically the same thing.
I mean, if you think about it.
I know. I'm not disagreeing with you. And then after that, then the next morning before we came home, we went to go see Wicked.
The movie.
Yeah. It was playing, and we went to this thing
Part
called,
one.
Yes, that's true. We went to this thing called Screen X. So it was all around us.
So the modern theater experience is kind of dying. So they're desperately trying all these different things to get people to go and spend money.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being popcorn buckets that are in full flight these days. But... they also have all these premium theater experiences like IMAX, your 3D movies,
right.
Your D-Box, 4DX is where it's kind of like, I don't know, Muppets 3D and Kung Fu Panda 3D, where there's like water spraying
weird,
on you.
Weird,
like,
but okay.
I wanted to get tickets to go see Twister in a 4DX theater.
I thought you were going to say Deadpool.
I don't know if I'd want to see Deadpool. But, like, there's wind effects and water effects and stuff like that. I think Twister would work really well with that.
I'll give you that.
Anyway, but this was Screen X, which is... it's like a regular theater, but they have projectors on the sides. So, in certain scenes, they can project a wider screen up to 270 degrees. And so you can see it all through your peripheral vision.
Yeah,
so
it's
stuff.
Like you're in it.
It's very interesting.
It was really cool.
What did you think of that?
I really liked it, actually. I was, like, shocked about it, first of all. I was like, what is happening?
It worked really well with Wicked, I think.
Yes, I think it worked really well with Wicked. I don't know if I'd want to watch all movies that way, but I thought it worked really well with Wicked. They did it for, like, all the musical numbers.
Yeah, like... Most of the musical numbers went into it, and I don't know, it was probably 60-70% of the time it was on.
Yeah.
When it first turned on, it was very distracting to me.
You have crazy good peripheral vision, though, whereas I'm just like, it distracted me a couple times, but then I was like, oh, it said to look here, so I'm going to look here. And then
Once I was used to it, then I liked it. Mm-hmm. But like the first time, I was like, "Whoa, this, no!"
I really liked it for Wicked. I really liked seeing Wicked on the big screen.
Yeah, what did you think of Wicked?
I really liked it. I thought like the casting was insanely good. It was a spectacle. I was like, I don't know, the last time I was in a movie that I can walk away and saying this is a completely different spectacle.
Yeah. Spectacle. Definitely.
You think so?
Yeah. No, I actually quite like we've seen the stage play of Wicked.
Yeah.
And it's not my favorite musical.
No. Mine neither, and I probably like it more than you do. Yeah.
I think you do. Mm-hmm.
But I also, so I really like the books the play was loosely based on.
Very loosely.
Yeah. So there is that, and I know a lot of people who like the play don't like the books.
They're very different.
They're very different.
It's
the books are very adult, okay? So don't go thinking they're not.
Yeah.
But I read the books first, and then I watched a musical, which probably helped in that regard.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But I quite liked the movie compared to the stage play.
Yeah.
And I think I pinpointed it to be... I think the film medium suits it better because it's a musical based on a book that was based on a movie that was based on a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you make a movie of that, you can like do an homage to everything.
Exactly. You can play a lot more with the medium that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there are more details from the books than there are in the original play, but like not the adult stuff, just a little bit of the contextual stuff more.
The political stuff.
Yeah, and then there's also more, like you said, I can't even imagine how many Easter eggs I missed from the...
A lot of Easter eggs.
...movie, so yeah, I really liked it.
Anyway, thumbs up. I
agree.
I liked it.
Highly recommend.
It's getting awards buzz, so.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy when a musical is well received because I really like musicals and I want them to do a good job and make more.
They keep trying musicals and it seems like when it starts ramping up for musicals, they stub their toe real hard. Cats.
And that was really bad. But yeah, that was really bad.
and stuff like that, like even Les Mis kind of stubbed its toe.
It did, but West Side Story was beautifully done.
West Side Story was good.
But it wasn't super popular.
Yeah, it was just like kind of...
Popular. This one just hits the right notes. That actually wasn't even intended.
Wow.
But I think it's getting critical and popular acclaim.
It's hitting the cultural zeitgeist, if you will. So
I already said it was hitting the right notes. You don't need to like sound fancier than that. I had the bad pun already.
Yeah, you did. You did. So that's a good nerd thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so also we have a new show. It's a Star Wars one, Skeleton Crew.
Yes.
2 episodes. Spoiler-free gut reaction. Brandon, what do you think?
So I haven't actually talked to you about what I think about this.
You have not. I haven't talked to you either.
Very tight-lipped about this.
Yeah.
It warms the cockles of my 80s child heart.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very true to even like something like Stranger Things is trying to homage 80s kid stuff. This is even more true to that Spielbergian E.T. Goonies.
I swear there was a Spielberg face in one of those shots at least.
For sure. It might have been on Minimum Rebo, but that's fine. That's what I'm calling Neil.
Okay. I love it. Minimum Rebo.
Minimum Rebo.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right. It might have been on Minimum Rebo.
That's the blue elephant looking guy. If you didn't know, because that species was made famous by the piano player from Jabba's palace named Max Rebo.
That was really funny. Minimum Rebo.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew, that was funny.
No, but I quite like it was a 2-episode premiere. I thought they were very good.
Please don't stub your toe now.
Well, who knows how it goes. I think it's doing justice to like Star Wars as a universe, but there's a lot of Disney nods as well.
I noticed that.
Like, a lot.
I mean, there's probably even more that I'm not picking like up on, because I don't notice lots, but yeah.
Because there's like a very distinct pirate tinge to it.
You bet.
So it even feel like at certain points it feels like you're in the Pirates of Caribbean ride.
Yeah, but in space.
And I don't think this is a spoiler, but there is a robot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught this, but there's a droid.
Yeah.
And his name, what is the droid's name?
I don't know. I don't remember.
SM-33.
Oh, like 33?
No.
Oh, okay.
SM-33.
Okay.
So if you spell that out, it looks like S-M-E-E.
Really?
It's supposed to be Smee.
And that's amazing.
He's a peg-legged droid, and yeah, it's...
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is what we're going after. So, yeah,
so clever. And
also, like, instantly, anytime they introduce a new droid, they kind of steal the show.
Of course. No, it's true. He does, yeah, absolutely. I'm enjoying it as well. I definitely didn't pick up on the
I think I've caught it on more levels than you.
I'm sure you have, because I'm just like, this is fun. And I mean, I have done a lot of work looking at Spielberg stuff, so I'm like appreciating all those details.
It is very Spielbergian, and there's some mystery going on as well, and that
thumbs up so far.
Really good.
Thumbs up so far. And I just like it when Star Wars is fun.
Yeah, Star Wars should be fun. It should be accessible to children, but still smart enough for adults.
Yeah,
and like that whole thing. So I don't know. I'm very much liking it.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, we have something so special
that we haven't had
in a long time.
Well, we
haven't been here in a long time. I know.
It's. Again, my life has been on fire.
Fireball.
Okay. You did that already.
I did. Reel it back in.
You say it again,
I'm going to do it again.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Brandon, you have a Better Noah listener.
We do.
Yeah.
We do still have listeners. Yay. Even though we've been delinquent in our podcasting duties. But that's fine.
We apologize. Thank you for your loyalty.
No, this is an interesting one.
Okay. They're all interesting ones.
Well, they are all definitely interesting, but you probably would not guess this if I gave you 100 guesses. So
I'm ready. Ready for it.
We are traveling all the way to Germany.
Oh my goodness. Really? Okay.
Today.
Woo.
And this is a city called Darmstadt.
That sounds like a German city.
It's
very
German. Okay. Yes. It's near Frankfurt.
We have been to Frankfurt.
We floated through Frankfurt.
Yes, I actually was in Frankfurt once.
Oh, okay.
In high school, too. But yes.
You floated through
Frankfurt.
I was sipping some delicious scotch and looking at the beautiful city lights of Frankfurt.
They were beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Darmstadt is known for its Art Nouveau buildings.
Oh.
Apparently there's an iconic wedding tower there.
Oh.
And they also have some textiles and jewelry that they're famous for.
A very art-friendly place.
Yeah, a very art-friendly place. And they also have an interesting like archaeological site where they have a bunch of fossils.
Oh, cool.
Called the Messel Pit.
Oh, cool.
And to the south is the ruined Frankenstein Castle, which is speculated to inspire the famed book by Mary Shelley.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, kind of cool place, and
that's
I kind of want to go there.
So cool. Oh, did that just get on my literary bucket list?
Darmstadt.
I actually really like Mary Shelley, and I really like the myth of her writing.
Frankenstein. She wrote it as like a party favor kind of thing.
Yeah, it was a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was, like, a whole bunch of drama because Percy Shelley was a famous author at the time. It was her husband, and she was, like, really young, and, oh, man, it's so cool.
So, there you go.
I want to go there now.
Hello, Darmstadt. I apologize for my pronunciation of your...
Message us if you can try to if there's anything else for you to add about something cool about your city, which is probably lots of stuff, quite frankly, or if you want to try and correct Brandon's pronunciation.
Darmstadt.
Darmstadt. Ah, I want to go.
They probably have good beer there, too.
Almost certainly. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update.
Also known as our main topic.
It's true. I was totally going to say that.
Because we are catching up on all the news.
Clearly, and we've already been talking for a fair long time, so lots to catch up on.
Well, it's because we missed everyone.
Yeah, it's true. Aw, we missed you guys. Little lines on the computer. Okay, do you have any news to start off with, or?
I'm going to fill in where you missed.
Okay, but there's no
rhyme or reason.
Rhyme or reason. There's no organization, okay? I'm just going to start saying news items.
We're freestyling.
All right.
And profiling.
Nope.
No?
No, okay. We don't do that.
No.
I'm
very Caucasian. I should probably not do that.
No, not even slightly. I've seen you dance. This is true. But we can't even promise we're going to catch all the news because it's been...
Oh, gosh, no. But we're... The stuff that's interesting to me, I will try and highlight.
Okay, all right. First of all, this is news that came out today. You know how right now there's...
Breaking news.
Well, breaking news when we're recording this, which is 2 days before it goes live.
Well, it's breaking for me.
All right. Disneyland has announced on their website the official return of the OG Haunted Mansion, the regular Haunted Mansion that has been down for, like, what, 2 years now? Because it was...
Pretty darn close.
Yeah, because it went to Holidays, and then it stayed, and then it was closed, and then it reopened as Holidays.
Yeah,
again.
It was...
Yeah, it was
January 2023.
It closed.
So yeah, that's two. It'll be 2 years by the time it's.
Yeah.
By the time it switches back, which is wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, so it'll be more than that because it would have switched over to Holidays, in August. So since August 2023. Yeah. Okay, you ready? Drum roll. January 18th. 2025.
Happy birthday to you.
That's how I remember the date and I didn't need to look it up. The return of original Haunted Mansion. Now, we actually have the Haunted Mansion virtual queue is done. This is slightly older news, but we missed it. So the virtual queue is done for Haunted Mansion. It's regular standby.
Oh,
and
really?
Lightning Lane. Yep. And
I did not know that.
Oh,
so
there you
that
go.
That's news to me.
All
also.
Right, perfect. Oh, that happened while you were gone.
Ah.
Yeah, yes.
I was...
On fire.
I was busy being a businessman.
Doing business. And I was watching Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Or listening to, at least. Mm. And yes, the queue is completely open now. So.
That's awesome.
The only virtual queue in the park right now is Tiana's. Which is also, by the way, open to the public.
Well, yeah. We knew that was happening.
Yes. That happened November 15th, was it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but yes, it is now. We haven't recorded since then.
I think we talked about it on our last episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was shortly after.
I know
that.
It was a long time ago, so you forget.
I know. It's true.
You're getting forgetful at neurology.
I am. This is true. The red car trolley is going to remain parked at DCA for photo ops after it's officially closed,
which is February 8th.
You have the date. Perfect.
This was one of the things I was going to fill in if you didn't.
I was going to pull up the date just now, so you already filled it in. Look at that.
I got it.
Look at it.
Locked away.
February 8th, yeah. So
we're going to miss it.
We are going to miss it. Oh, is there any other news, Brandon?
Yeah, there's lots of other news.
I meant other news about February and why we're going to miss this.
Oh, well, we're doing our last trip to Disney.
Yes, under our magic keys.
Uh-huh.
Not our last trip forever, just our last trip under our magic keys.
Our last trip for our... Disney marathon
year. Yeah. Yeah, we booked the flights today.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are just going to miss this, but we can, because the photo ops are going to remain, we can always take a picture.
Yeah. It makes sense. The reason they're closing it down is to do construction on the Avengers campus to make the new rides. And so it makes sense to just have it parked.
On Buena Vista Street. Also, if you happen to be in the parks, one of my favorite things about the DCA tree is they have little red trolleys They have the little red car trolleys as ornaments.
Are they little red trolleys hauling a Christmas tree?
I think they're little red trolley. No, they're not hauling a Christmas tree.
They're on a Christmas tree.
And Mickey's driving them. Anyway, they're my favorite ornaments on the tree.
Hmm.
Marvel's Catherine Hahn revealed as the 2024 Candlelight Processional narrator for Disneyland.
Ah, she can do everything.
I know.
Are we really calling her Marvel's Catherine Hahn, though?
That's what it says in the news thing.
That seems a little presumptuous. She's just
Catherine Hahn.
She's Catherine Hahn's Catherine
Hahn. That's
like,
right.
She is.
She defies Marvel category. That's right. She can do everything. Doesn't she do everything?
She's awesome.
I feel like she does everything. We have Moana 2 is out in theaters now.
It is, and it's very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best reviews, so we haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment. Not the best reviews, but it very popular.
I kind of like. I want to watch it. I'm not rushing it. It's hard for us to go see movies. Wicked was totally worth that. I don't know that, you know, driving 2 hours and organizing something like that for Moana 2 is on the list, but. You know, if we happen to be around when it was on. Otherwise, I'm okay waiting till it gets to Disney Plus. My big thing, I actually watched when we went down in November to Disneyland, I watched Moana again on the plane, and I liked it so much more this time.
I think I would as well.
But my big thing is I adore Lin-Manuel Miranda, yeah, and he's the only one who didn't return for this.
He's not involved in the songs. And it was originally developed as a Disney Plus series,
yeah,
and converted into a movie. And I'm sure they're very happy with the box office returns that they converted it into a movie,
right?
But
it just makes you nervous as like a pacing.
There's
kind of thing.
And that's what the reviews are saying.
That
like,
makes sense.
It doesn't mm-hmm. feel right. So, I'm happy it's successful because that means they're gonna make more movies.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always going to make more movies.
Yeah,
this,
but I mean,
whatever.
We want you to do that. So when we were in Disneyland, we did have the gift shop building was there. And then we went by the one day and the walls were down around it, which was it showed up one day. And then the walls were down like a couple days later, basically. Signs are now installed and they've done some more work to the outside. It is called Madame Leota Somewhere Beyond. We knew it was a Madame Leota.
That gift shop building. Yeah. You were not specific.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, so signs are out, so like, you know, more progress is good.
It's not open yet, though.
No, it just says coming soon. Also, all the event dates have been announced for 2025, including the official 70th year anniversary specials things. I'm actually going to come back and talk about those because, like, that includes all the After Dark events and stuff like that.
Yep.
Moana, just wanted to talk about, you said talked about the box office, but also, like, she's back greeting people, and they have, like, a few, I don't know if they still do if it was just for opening weekend, but they had some special food items and stuff like that, of course.
Is Maui there?
I don't know. I was not happy with Maui on, he looked a little terrifying on the parades.
On the parades, he was a little terrifying, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So
I'm not really sure.
Speaking of Moana, they're actually filming the live-action version right now.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, I've seen some clips, actually.
There's been some images, set photos.
Yeah.
The Rock is playing Maui, which made me think of it.
Yeah, and he's like The Rock playing Maui.
it's very interesting. They've got him in a full wig, which is good because he doesn't have any hair anymore.
Right, yeah.
But they also have him in a muscle suit.
How? Why?
It's a big muscle suit. Well, it's like the tattoos and stuff. Okay. And I don't know. Like,
it is like cartoony.
The Rock is like a shredded WWE looking guy.
Yeah.
And Maui's like more like a strongman.
Okay.
Muscle fatty looking guy. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And hopefully they, like, CGI his tattoos and stuff, right? Because mm-hmm. they're supposed to...
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to move.
Move and stuff. Yeah.
That's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So, I don't know. It's completely unnecessary. This is my problem with all these live-action remakes. We saw the trailer for How to Train Your Dragon.
I was just
going to
bring it up.
it's so unnecessary.
Okay, but we also saw another trailer for Mufasa, and I said it actually made me want to see it more because it's telling a different story.
Well, yeah, so that's a little better. I still don't like the uncanny valley of the CGI photorealistic animals, but I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. But the new trailer for that
was a little better. It was little better.
It was a little better. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just derailed your thoughts.
You totally did. Yes, but that is okay. I will get it back. So just so you know, I'm referring to Undercover Tourist for this. So if you ever wanted more information, you can go ahead and jump on that. Are you ready for the full schedule of events for 2025?
Yes. I know some of them because I saw them announcing the season of the Force.
Yes. So this started on my Instagram. The first things I saw were the After Dark events and the Run Disney stuff. But here's our full, like, what's going on in the park and everything. Lunar New Year starts January 17th, and it goes until February 16th.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to catch, like, the last day, basically. 2 days.
Are they still having the food booths at that point?
I believe so, but they haven't announced like what they are or anything like that yet, but I believe so. Oh, you're so happy. I know. The food booths are, like, we really love a good food festival in DCA. So exciting. That is going to affect... Oh, no, Brandon. We were just talking about what we were going to reserve.
It was the biggest blank tease being there right before the holiday season and seeing all the holiday food booths set up with the full menus and everything and being like,
I want it. Our my mom and sister just came back like last week from Disneyland, and simultaneously a friend of ours and her family were just there, like I think they're coming traveling home today kind of thing, and they said they went to a few of the food booths and loved everything. She said it was the best mac and cheese she's ever had.
The holiday festival.
That might be the best one.
Is traditionally a mac and cheese festival.
Yes, but this one we only saw like two items.
But they were the best two items. All right,
I'm sorry what you're saying. But yes, I'm so excited for Lunar New Year because we always see the menu and we're always like, oh man. So we don't have very much time, but we're going to make it work.
Challenge accepted.
Well, you remember this when we are doing our advanced dining reservations here in the next few days. The next couple weeks, I guess.
Challenge accepted.
Okay. You will meet characters such as Mickey, Minnie, the Three Little Pigs, Mulan, Mushu. I don't know why the Three Little Pigs. Is it the Year of the Pig?
It must be the Year of the Pig.
What?
It must be.
Unless this is old. Oh. No, it doesn't. I don't know why it would be that. 2025 is the Year of the Snake. Oh, man. We're going to have, like, Ka, and we're going to have, like...
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, this will be fun to, like, uh-huh, see this stuff. Cool. Uh-huh. Anaheim Ducks Day is January 24th.
I love Anaheim Ducks Day, actually.
Oh, it's so cool to see. It is a day filled with activities, including a special cavalcade, meet and greets with Ducks players, photo ops, special treats, merch, and more.
I kind of want an old school Mighty Ducks jersey.
Like the purple. You have a hat.
The actual NHL team went back to their original logo, but they changed the colors.
Yeah, you want
and
the
purple. New colors are not as good as the old purple. Yeah, well, not even that. That's like a
Disney one.
Senior Duckington or whatever his name is. But no, I want the old school Mighty Ducks jersey with like Bombay on the back.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That'd be so good. Yeah. And then as you walk, you go quack, quack.
Oh yeah. Ducks fly together.
So in 2024, they had like Anaheim Ducks DJs. They had Wild Wing there. They had the Stanley Cup.
They get the Stanley Cup. Well, the traveling.
Traveling one.
So inside baseball.
Actually, inside hockey.
Inside hockey. There's multiple Stanley Cups. They keep the real one. Well, the real one travels to the players. And then they keep the real one at the Hall of Fame in Toronto. And then for stuff like Ducks Day, they will have the fake one.
Yeah.
There's like seven different versions of it.
That's really cool, actually. But last year, there were special merch and things like that. So keep your eye out for that if you're a fan. On January 26th, there's an unofficial fashion theme day called Villains Stalk Around the Park. It's kind of like how Dapper Day is an unofficial day.
They're trying to have a lot of cool parties around my birthday,
apparently. You need to go for your birthday sometime. Run Disney Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend is January 30th to February 2nd.
Half marathon, you say?
Mm-hmm. You do a half marathon to
Disney? I could be convinced to do a half marathon. I would need to train. Of course. My knees beg me to train.
You used to run.
I like running.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just...
But your knees are not so happy with this.
My life has been on fire, like I right. said
Maybe you need
times.
To learn to run away from the fire.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, when she got into running, the very first race she did is she went down to Disney World and did their half marathon. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And that was, she said that's what she wanted to do. Was now she travels a lot of places for them, but she said that's her thing.
Yeah.
And she likes traveling for these races.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good excuse to travel, I guess.
Yeah.
Running feels very good to me.
See, I hate it.
I am getting old and out of shape, so it feels less good.
But it might be something that
But I've never
you feel
done
more
anything as long as a marathon or even a half marathon.
Right.
I've done a lot of 10Ks, 5Ks.
Yeah, and you did some... like obstacle coursey type ones, and
that was the hardest one I did, was like it was like kind of like a tough mutter Spartan type race thing.
I was kind of annoyed because you did it right before we got married, and I was convinced you're gonna break your leg.
Did not break my leg. I did break the skin off my feet, so
that's fine.
Couldn't walk so good, but
did not you had to walk down the aisle in the hot sand. Beyond that, I didn't care. Then we have Valentine's Day celebrations for the first half of February, including the 14th itself. There are Sweethearts Night as part of this. This is the first After Dark event, and it is January 21st, 23rd, 28th, and February 4th, 6th, 9th, 11th, and 13th.
Wow, they're doing a metric ton of Sweethearts Nights.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's
I have heard that Sweethearts Nights actually is pretty
good. Yeah, it's a
good,
good one. I mean, come on, it's a good date night. Like, come on here. It's good. There are lots of Disney couples that you meet, of course. There's a jazz ensemble aboard the Mark Twain with a bunch of live entertainment everywhere. The pictures are a big part of it. There's projection effects on Sleeping Beauty Castle, Main Street USA. This is a lot of the After Dark events do these kinds of things. Lots of photo ops, lots of Valentine's Day themed. Sweethearts Night tickets go on sale for Inspire Magic Key holders December 10th, all of the Magic Key holders December 11th, and the general public December 12th. So this is coming like right away, like
this week.
Yeah. So if you're at all interested in this, you can think about it and get on it. Basically.
Get on it, sweetheart.
Celebrate gospel.
Get it.
Yeah, sweethearts for sweet. Yeah. Celebrate gospel for Black History Month, February 8th and 15th. DCA Food and Wine Festival, February 28th to April 21st. This is always so good. It's always so good.
So we're going to catch the tail end of the
Lunar New Year
Food Festival. We're going to miss
the
start of Food and Wine.
Yeah, just a bit. But, you know, we've never been to Lunar New Year, though, so
we'll have seen all of the festivals.
All of the festivals. That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah. There's a mini Gay Day on March 1st. Gay Days are usually held traditionally in the fall, now around mid-September. And it's like a casual, non-official Disney meet. Kind of, again, like a takeover kind of thing. 90s Night at Disneyland Park is March 4th and 6th only. There's a 90s on Parade, which will feature throwbacks to past parades, including the Lion King celebration and the Mulan parade. I remember the Lion King celebration. Like, I was there for that in the 90s.
Like the Lion King.
Tickets for 90s Night will go on sale for Inspire Magic Key holders December 10th.
Oh, dang.
All other Magic Key holders the 11th, the general public the 12th.
Get your charge cards ready
wanting
to go to a couple of these.
Well, let's just keep talking. Season of the Force is next.
Yes. Okay. This is a big one.
March 28th to May 11th. May the 4th celebrations and Star Wars month has been expanded into longer celebration in 2024, which happened, Season of the Force. And those things are coming back in 2025, including Hyperspace Mountain Overlay, more of the special food, merch, that kind of thing. I never did see Sabine, which I was kind of disappointed in, but while they haven't confirmed, a lot of people are like, she'll probably be back. They have the outfit. Come on.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Star Wars Night, April 8th, 10th, 22nd, 24th, 29th, and May the 1st, the 4th, and the 6th. Can you imagine being on the 4th?
Get your tickets for the 4th, the first, second you can log in, because that's going to sell out real fast. But, yeah, there is a absolute metric ton of Star Wars nights this year.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's more than last year, and there was a lot last year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But the interesting thing is the special Star Wars Batuu fireworks.
Yeah.
With Bard the Droid.
Yeah.
They are unveiling new projections.
Really? See, I did not know this.
Yeah. They're adding projections, so they're going all in on fireworks.
I love it.
And I love it because
I'm so glad they kept that. It's so good.
It's very good, and it makes sense. Like, it's just like it's the same fireworks as everywhere else. It's Star Wars themed with Star Wars music.
So good.
You might as well put projections in there.
I love the villain, like the one that was tied up with the villains, the Halloween one. So good.
We saw that on Rivers of America.
No, we saw it
both. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. You're right.
Yeah. Dapper Day, Spring Dapper Day, April 13th. I love Dapper Day so much. I know we're not going this year, but we will go again one year.
One day.
And then another day, because we'll probably go more than once again. Dapper Day's amazing.
Dapper Day.
We can do the fall sometime.
I cannot express how cool it is. It's just really fun. And because it's unofficial, it feels even cooler.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The amount of people who asked us, like, what is going on? Especially when I was there with my mom and sister. Like, why are people dressed so fancy?
Because it's big enough that, like, the normies are like, what is going on? But you feel part of this, like, cool club.
Yeah,
where
you're like,
time.
Yeah, you're like nodding at each other and you're like, yeah, I know what's up.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
Man, and you think Disney adults are happy and jovial people most of the time? Throw us in 50s dapper attire.
Yeah.
The level is just amazing. Going off this, I've never heard of this before, but it's on this list. April 27th, it's another unofficial dress-up day. It's called Bats Day. It is when you can expect to see guests dressed in goth, steampunk, Halloween, rockabilly attire, and more. It used to take place in May, but this time it will be at the end of April.
Rockabilly, that's a lot of crossover with Dapper, actually.
Yeah, well, what used to happen is they would do Rockabilly Day at either like the week before or the week after, or maybe even the same day at Knott's Berry Farm, the same day Dapper Day was going on.
I would love to do Rockabilly at Knott's Berry Farm, actually.
That would be super fun.
Really fun.
I would just do it for fun. Disneyland 70th anniversary. This is a big one.
This is huge. Yeah.
My goodness. So this officially starts May 16th, and it goes through summer 2026.
Yeah.
Don't be confused. There's going to be little things before and after that as well, but that's just the official thing.
The merch will start rolling out in
February, I'm sure. Part of this is going to be Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration parade. The Paint the Night parade is going to be in Disneyland Park. Wondrous Journeys fireworks show will be in Disneyland. There's going to be a new character cavalcade. Walt Disney's A Magical Life will debut at the Main Street Opera House. This is like in place of Abraham Lincoln. Don't worry, they're not getting completely rid of it.
They're
it's an alternating.
It's literally rotating because it's a rotating stage.
And that is going to be all starting the same day, May 16th, and there'll be a new song with that called Celebrate Happy. Grad Nights are May and June 2025. I did not hate being there for Grad Nights. That was quite enjoyable, actually.
So it was interesting because we went on a Grad Night day and we didn't really know what to expect or anything like that, and DCA was dead until, I don't know, about 4 p.m. And then it started building and building and building. And if you know it's coming, you probably want to get out of Dodge. Because it does build up. But, like, the kids are respectful and everything. They're just excited. And that's fine.
I made a lot of jokes to Brandon about, like, rocking back and forth and having flashbacks of being at work.
Yeah.
No, they're excited and they're, like, silly. But they're having so much fun, and they're not being rude or problematic at all.
They're less belligerent than the, like, drunk adults that you normally get at DCA, right? Yeah,
or the parents with, like, three screaming children who are just, like, at the end of their rope or whatever, right? These guys, they were, like... I mean, the biggest problem I had with grad nights is how hard it was to get in and out of the bathroom because the girls were all standing in front of the mirror doing their makeup. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. And I did look longingly at the Incredicoaster running as we were walking home after midnight because it is
so
open.
So late.
It's open for the grads till 3 a.m.
So, yeah.
And I'm not a grad, so I don't get to stay there. But
you're like, but it would be cool.
It would be cool. Yeah.
Grad night dates for 2025 are May 9th, 12th, 18th, 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, and 30th, and June 1st, 4th, 6th, 8th, 11th, and 13th. Grad night celebrators may be in either park during the morning and throughout the day, but it is a DCA after 9 p.m.
Until 3 a.m. Like, why
are... It's super late, but I don't... was it 3 or they were talking about how they didn't get home till 3? I know that it's open late for them,
it's
though.
Open super... It's
and it's
crazy.
Super late, yeah.
Like, why don't the... after, like, for example, Oogie Boogie Bash. Why is that not open till, like, 1 a.m.?
It should have been. That's my big complaint about Oogie... That's my only complaint about Oogie Boogie Bash. Yeah. Pride night during Pride Month, both June 16th and June 18th. So those are the after-hours events. And the, again, private party begins at 9 p.m. Like all after-hours event, guests can arrive 3 hours earlier. They don't have ticket details yet for basically only your first two. They don't have for Star Wars or Pride yet. Pride Month is throughout June. There is also a foodie guide that is going to be released for it, which is pretty cool. I bet there's a lot of rainbow color stuff.
Rainbow food.
There's a 4th of July celebrations, of course, on the 4th of July.
Disneyland. Oh, wow.
And they're going all out for Disneyland's birthday on July 17th, of course, because it is the 70th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, normally they do a little bit of a birthday celebration, but this one's going to be a big one. There is a Disneyland Halloween half marathon that is September 4th to 7th. Yeah, 4th to 7th. And, it's Halloween-themed events as well as the half marathon. That would be super fun, by the way. If you were going to do a Disneyland half marathon,
you could
do it for Halloween.
You could dress up like Agatha.
Oh, yes.
And run.
Yes. Halloween time this year starts August 22nd to October 31st. And is that the same time it started this year? Right around then, hey?
What was it?
August 22nd.
Yeah, that's about the same.
Yeah.
So they've kept the extra early week.
Yeah. Oogie Boogie Bash, select nights, August 17th to the 30th, October 31st. Are you ready for this?
Wow. That's a lot of dates.
Okay, ready? Yeah. Obviously, these are not on sale yet.
No, it won't be for a long time, but...
August 17th, 19th, 21st, 24th, 26th, 28th, 31st. September 2nd, 9th, 11th, 14th, 16th, 18th, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 28th, and 30th. October 2nd, 5th, 7th, 9th, 12th, 14th, 16th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, 26th, 28th, and 31st. Oogie Boogie Bash this year will be taking place on 31 nights.
Oh.
It is a new record.
Wow.
Clearly, because they set a record this year and it wasn't 31.
I feel like maybe...
They might be saturating it too much now, I think.
I feel like 31 is the... The right number because it's
you
like,
think so? Oh, because it's 31 days in October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
13 reversed. Halloween.
I feel like it's good.
Okay. Well, we'll see. They don't have a problem selling tickets.
No.
So.
No, they do not. And it is a very good time.
It is a very good time, and maybe they can do that because it's not open as late. Like, you have people who live locally who go more than once.
I can't imagine doing that, but it's it is a very, it's very cool.
It was so cool. I was so happy we got to do it. Plaza de Familia is back August 22nd to November 2nd. Yay Days is September 12th to 14th. Dapper Day Fall Outing is to be decided fall 2025. It is usually a Sunday mid-ish November. We missed it when we were there this time, so it was earlier November. And we were like a week late. Mickey and Minnie's birthday, they are going to do a celebration on November 18th, 2025. And the holidays at Disneyland Resort this year start on November 14th and go till January 7th, 2026. Oh, man, that's a lot of stuff. Candlelight ceremony is the first week in December. And I think that's it. That's all of 2025 for you.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any other news?
Oh, you bet I do.
All right, because I just accidentally backed out of my Disneyland news, but I think that was all of it anyway. So.
Yeah, you got the park stuff kind of covered.
All right, I'm ready. Do it.
The only park thing I had was the red car trolley.
Oh, okay, so I got all the rest. Good.
Yeah. And,
that was kind of what I was
thinking. And, like, the other part is that they're starting construction on Avengers Campus.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that.
Sorry, that was kind of part of the red car trolley thing.
Yeah, you didn't.
No. I know, I skipped.
Yeah, so...
You got it.
I think that's interesting.
Ah, super interesting, absolutely.
And then I guess the only other thing is they have officially opened the Avengers repository or whatever downtown Disney.
I haven't seen any coverage of that, but I know it exists, so...
And also, but right beside it is the D-Lander store, which is just like kind of Disney...
Disneylander, right. Okay, Disney-lander, I was like, what is yeah. D-Lander? So... Is that not just going to be like World of Disney again?
Kind of.
Okay, weird.
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know what the difference is, whatever. It's in that building with the little...
We'll have to check it out, I guess.
I guess so, but it's open, and it looks really... The Marvel store looks very cool.
Yeah, we just saw a picture of the inside, but I want to see like...
No, I saw pictures of the outside as well.
Oh, okay.
And, the entrance, the brick wall beside the entrance has Hulk, like, bursting through it. Love like the it. Kool-Aid Man, yeah. Like a full-size Hulk.
Hulk smash.
Hey, he's smashing the wall, so that's cool. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I think it's good.
That's super exciting.
They probably don't have a Rocket Nuemo in there for you, though.
I really want one. I saw it, and I didn't buy it, and I regretted it ever since, because you can't get them anymore. But I didn't do that with the Kermit Nuemo when I saw that. I bought it right away, and you still can't get those anymore, but I have a Kermit Nuemo. So, you said, at least I didn't screw it up twice.
At least. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Thank goodness. And I have an Ahsoka Nuemo, and I don't... Those, I think, are slightly easier to find than the Rocket ones, but...
I saw several the last trip.
Dang it.
Because I remember when you bought that, you were choosing between the two.
Yeah, and I should have just bought them both.
No. Anyway, whatever. Yeah, Avengers Store, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I know about the parks. The other stuff I want to talk about is film related.
Okay, I'm excited. Maybe.
They have officially wrapped filming on The Mandalorian and Grogu.
No, they have not. Really? I've not heard of this. What?
Officially wrapped.
You are keeping news secrets from me.
It's due to come out in 2026, so I guess they have a lot of post-production to do. Mm-hmm. This is next year, which makes sense, I guess.
Sure. 2025 is almost here anyway. A year of post-production, though.
Yeah, and they'll probably have some pickup shots or whatever.
Right. But that's really cool.
It is cool, so that's exciting. It's going to be the first Star Wars movie in theaters since...
The trilogy.
Since The Rise of Skywalker.
Wow, okay, alright.
Which is a long time ago.
Yep. Hey, remember when we got a Star Wars movie a year? That was fun. They won't do that again.
No, I'm old enough to remember when people were gobsmacked that we were getting the Phantom Menace.
Me too. No, I remember that too.
You know what? It's fine.
I remember that too, yeah.
It's fine. Yep. I'm hopeful it's good. I don't know. I also am hopeful that we get something from Ahsoka before that movie comes out, but I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. Okay.
And the other is in the Marvel Universe. They have also wrapped filming on the Fantastic Four.
See, when you said wrapped filming, I thought you were going to go Fantastic Four. Yeah, because you were doing happy face. So
so that's good. I hope it's good.
Cautiously optimistic.
I hope it's good. Please be good.
Your voice keeps getting higher.
Please be good.
Yes, your favorite. I know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Mm.
If ever there was a chance for it to be good, Brandon. To this point.
The cast looks good.
The direction?
The direction looks good. having it be kind of like a alternate universe, yeah, postmodern-y looking thing is good. So I don't know. I'm hopeful.
Cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic.
That is pretty exciting.
So, we're moving forward in both the Star Wars and Marvel universes.
That's okay with me. That's good. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So we, like, Disney is doing movies again, basically.
Yeah.
We got animated. We've got live action. We've got Star Wars. We've got Marvel. That's awesome. Please be good.
Please be good. That's all I can say.
Man, that was a lot of news. Holy. Wait, we don't have any more news, do we?
I mean, I'm sure there is, but I can't think of any.
No, that was a lot. I really wanted to talk about all those dates that came up because, like, we're wrapping up 2024. So I really wanted to be like, hey, and especially with those, if you're a Magic key holder, even if you're not, your date to buy some of those tickets are like, is now basically, yeah, very,
and
very shortly.
And you don't have much of a,
no,
a window.
For you really it. Don't.
So you got to get on it.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
If you're interested, if not, but, yeah, so that was 90s and Sweetheart Night, right? So got to get on it. So that's our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. Can you stop booping the cat while I'm trying to read this?
But she's so cute.
Silently boop then.
Okay.
You can't, that's not silent.
This is as quiet as I can get.
Okay. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as YouTube Music and things like that. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. So I had every intention. I have Christmas cards sitting here. Our postal service is still on strike.
Yeah.
So I don't know about those.
Screw
Christmas
you,
cards
Canada Post.
I don't know. I'm not anti people striking when necessary.
Screw you, the people not paying the union for Canada Post.
There we go.
Yeah. Pro labor.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. Gonna get angry emails.
Ah, email me. Bring it on.
But I don't know about these Christmas cards. You might get them in like February. But
hey. Maybe Christmas in July. Who knows?
Who knows what it's going. But if you did leave a review and you'd like a Christmas card and you haven't already done so, you have more time, apparently. These would normally be in the mail by now, but, you know, there is no mail right now. So go ahead and shoot me a message. Probably Instagram is best.
Pew, pew.
Shoot me a message. Yeah. Is that what that was? Yeah. Okay. You're like, Stormtrooper, don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
And we could still get one. Next episode. We have some options. I'm not sure what we're going to do with it, but it's going to be something festive.
I like festive things.
We have a couple Christmas episodes coming up because we only have a couple episodes before Christmas now.
Christmas is coming.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure which order we're going to do them in, but we have some Christmas stuff coming up. Yay, cool. Festivities. Cool. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AM.